Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Where Are They Now? One of my favorite segments, and we are featuring on this Where Are They Now? Kit Rudy. Many of you remember Kit Rudy. She grew up in Hastings, and she has some exciting news to share with us. She is off to her year of residency for pharmacy school, but before we get that far, we want to welcome her to KDWA. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So, Kit, first of all, you've probably been on KDWA before when you were a kid in high school. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a couple times. Sat down with Nick Tuckner a few times at Perkins talking about the soccer and hockey seasons that we had going on.
And so when you were in Hastings, what were some of the other things that you were involved with?
So in high school, I was involved and I was on the hockey, soccer, and track team, as well as some, I was class president for the 4 years, as well as in NHS, National Honor Society.
And what can you tell us about your high school years at Hastings High School?
Nothing but good stuff. I had so much fun in high school, always being active and involved in whether they were sports or different high school clubs. I was always loved being active and hanging out with friends and pretty much everything, I guess.
Kit, what year did you graduate?
I graduated in 2014.
And so as you look back on that time, what are some of the recommendations you'd say for kids? You know, there's a lot of fresh-faced ninth graders coming up into the high school for the first time. What would you say to them?
I would probably try to say to get involved in as many activities as possible and kind of find what you like and kind of be open-minded to so many different things and not be afraid to say no to new opportunities.
What were some of the new opportunities you tried in high school?
I would say, so besides hockey and soccer were always old to me, but I wasn't doing a spring sport, and so I decided to go out for track and field, and I was not a very good runner or sprinter or really anything, and I ended up having some friends that were actually in pole vaulting. And so that was something super new and exciting for me to do. And I ended up doing it for 3 years and absolutely loved it. And I even met some of my best friends through that as well.
How do you all of a sudden take up pole vaulting? What the heck?
So I was actually at one of my track meets, and one of my friends from hockey actually was in pole vaulting. And I wasn't very good at anything in track. And so I hung out with her during the meet. And the coach actually was kind of off doing something else that day. And my friend just was like, hey, you should just try this at this meet. And she gave me the pole, and she kind of showed me how to do it. We practiced for maybe an hour and a half. And it was one of those things that I was like, well, I'm here. I might as well try it. And I ended up actually getting over one of the bars that day. And I was like, huh, maybe I'd be good at this. And so I just kind of, she just offered it up to me, and I just kind of went for it out of the blue.
Well, that is such a great story.
It was really fun. That's one of my favorite high school memories because I would have never, ever done that.
You know, right now you are heading off to, you just finished pharmacy school, so we want to say congratulations to you, and we want to hear more about that. But you are heading off for a first-year residency.
Yep.
Let's go back to when you were maybe a 10th grader, 11th grader. Did you always know you wanted to be a pharmacist?
No, I had no idea what pharmacy even was. I knew that I loved science, and I did very well in my chemistry classes. And I actually had one of my chemistry teachers in high school, the U of M, we had like a college type of day, and for the U of M College of Pharmacy, they were coming to our high school to kind of do like a little presentation. And actually one of my chemistry teachers told me that I should go to it just to see what it is. So I heard about it actually through high school. But then I knew I wanted to be something with the health field because I always loved helping people and I loved science. I just didn't know what part of the health professions I wanted to get into. And so when I listened to the kind of the college day, I ended up looking into pharmacy more, looking at colleges that were pharmacy. And then when I'd go to these college visits, I would speak to different pharmacy professors. And that's where I actually learned a lot more about it. And then from there, I just kind of stuck with it.
So when did you think that that switch flipped for you and you decided, I think I would like to be a pharmacist?
That was about my junior year when I was looking into colleges and getting to, I started college visits as a junior in high school. And that's when I got to speak with different college professors about different majors. And that's kind of where just speaking to people in the profession is kind of where I was like, oh, I think that's something that I could be really good at, where I'd be good at the science behind it as well as the people person aspect.
So what degree do you have to become a pharmacist? Because you graduated in 2014. We're chatting in 2020. So it's a long process, isn't it, Kit?
It is. Yeah, so I have my PharmD now, the Doctorate of Pharmacy, and depends on where you go to school, but I went to North Dakota State University where they offer a six-year program, and so I got my bachelor's in 3 years where I did like different summer classes to kind of speed up the process. It's usually a 7 to 8 year program, but I think at the U of M it's a four-year bachelor's. And then you go into pharmacy school after that.
And what is your bachelor's in, please?
It's in, my bachelor's is in chemistry.
And is that typical?
Yeah, so it's pharmaceutical sciences with a minor in chemistry is what it is. But they put you on a track and you don't really think about your bachelor's. It just kind of comes to you. And then, because I ended up getting my bachelor's while I was pretty much like accepted into the pharmacy program. It's a little bit different than your normal bachelor's.
So your degree in pharmacy is a doctorate in pharmaceutical?
Yep. So yeah, so my PharmD is my doctorate of pharmacy.
Well, congratulations to you. So from
Thank you. You
actually are heading now to a year of residency. And what does that entail, please?
In pharmacy, there's a lot of different opportunities to take. And I ended up becoming pretty passionate about like hospital and clinic settings. And so in order to freshly graduate and work in a setting like that, it's very rare that they hire just a new graduate. And so they have these programs called residencies. And so you're still a pharmacist, but for the full year of residency, you are a practicing pharmacist, but you get opportunities in pretty much any unit you want of the hospital. And it's pretty much a year of learning. They teach you how to be a pharmacist for a full year. And you get to have exposure in any field that you're interested in. So I could do a couple weeks in cardiology, a couple weeks in the emergency department, or in pediatrics. So it's pretty much a full year of training you how to be a very good pharmacist.
And is that typical that every department like that has a specialty in pharmacy?
Pretty common nowadays. It depends on which hospital you get into. Some hospitals will offer a bigger variety depending on the size, and some offer not as many opportunities. So when I go do my residency, I'll have eight or nine different units to work in.
Kit, do you have any idea what unit you're going to like the most? Do you think that could change? Do you have some preconceived notions?
Yeah, so I mean, about a year ago, I would have said different things, but I had a whole year of our clinicals, which is where I ended up really loving infectious disease. So I'll be really excited to do the infectious disease unit. And then I think I'll really like cardiology, as well as there's a different side of pharmacy called ambulatory care, which is more of a clinic setting where you have appointments one-on-one with patients where you pretty much teach them how to use their medications and what they're for, because especially in elderly populations, they're on usually at least 10 different medications, and it's hard to keep those straight. So in those settings, it's the pharmacist's job to kind of teach the patients how to use their meds.
So your year of residency is going to be where, please?
It's actually in Great Falls, Montana.
Well, congratulations to you on that. Have you been to that area before?
Just driven through Yellowstone, but I've actually, I had my interview during kind of right when COVID started, so it had to be over the phone. So I've actually never even gotten to go to the hospital yet.
Well, that will be super fun for you.
Yeah.
So when you mentioned there's different kinds of paths you can take if you want to become a pharmacist, what are some of those, and how did you know exactly what you wanted to do?
Yeah, so I would say the one people think of the most is the retail pharmacist. So
right.
The one that you see at Walgreens or CVS. And that's kind of when I was actually first starting pharmacy school, I thought that that's where I would go because I love people and I love talking to people. And so I kind of wanted the job that I could kind of make what I thought the biggest impact on a patient would be. And then, so that's one side. And usually those pharmacists are the ones, they're getting the medications or the prescriptions from the local clinics or hospitals. And then they're filling those and then counseling the patients on how to use them. So that's probably the most common type of pharmacist. And then, as I kind of mentioned before, ambulatory care is a very new side of pharmacy.
Yes, I've never heard of that. What is it exactly?
So that one is actually one I'm probably most passionate about. And you're using a clinic setting, and you have those one-on-one, probably 30 minutes to an hour conversations with patients. So you just sit in an office, and the patient brings all their medications to you, and then they come with questions prepared, or you can even, like, have their lab values from, like, recent hospital stays or their diabetes, like, levels and blood pressure. And so from there, let's say their blood pressure is high. We can talk about, oh, are you taking your blood pressure medication? Are you forgetting to take them? And so we kind of work with the patient and kind of figure out what's going on and how we can best utilize their medication.
So you actually have an office visit with patients.
Yeah, and it's really cool because we can kind of get to the underlying cause of, because there's so many different medications out there, especially like blood pressure. There's hundreds of meds, and different meds work better for different patients. So we can talk about if they're having side effects, maybe we can switch them to a different medication that could work better. And that just conversations that might not always happen in the doctor's office just because there's not always enough time to go through all their medications.
Right. And sometimes you might visit a doctor for a certain reason, but you don't really look at the whole picture of a person's health.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So is that something that you think it's up and coming? And might there be a time where we say, you know, oh, I have to go to my ambulatory pharmacist care appointment today?
Yeah. So actually, I did a couple clinical rotations during pharmacy school that were in a setting like that. And certain clinics are actually implementing what's called a collaborative practice agreement. And so what it is that certain clinic will have this agreement with the physicians that the pharmacist can actually have the authority to change meds and prescribe meds. So that's like a very new up-and-coming thing, which I think is a really cool side of pharmacy. So the clinic that I was at, we had opportunities to change diabetes medications. So if a patient came in and their blood sugar was too low, we could end up actually changing the medications without asking the physician.
So that's called ambulatory care. What are some other kinds of pharmacy?
So a hospital pharmacist, usually in a hospital, there's what's called a central pharmacy. And at these central pharmacies, that's where the medications are made by the technicians, and they're looked over and verified by a pharmacist. So a pharmacist can be in a central pharmacy kind of running that main pharmacy, making sure that the medications are correct. And then in each floor of the hospital, there's what's called a non-central pharmacist. And so that pharmacist works closely with the doctors and nurses on the floor. So a typical day for them, they would show up at the hospital, and their job would be to look over at all the patient's lab values and kind of just look at the notes and see how they did the day before. And then you kind of write down your perception of what you think could be changed or what you see. And then each morning at the hospital, you do what's called rounds. And so you get together with the physicians on that floor, the nurses on that floor, respiratory therapists, social workers, dietitians, and you get together as a group in a room and you probably spend about 30 minutes to an hour talking about each patient, and together as a team, we come up with a plan. And so we get to choose a plan for every patient on that floor. And then during the morning, we go with the physician to all the patients' rooms. And from there, we talk to the patients and kind of talk about their plan with their medications or any of their questions or concerns. And then when the patient is discharged from the hospital, it's the pharmacist's job to create a list of medications. And then we go to the patient's rooms and we counsel the patient on proper ways to use them and what to look out for with certain medications.
Wow. So that's what you're going to be doing in your residency. Are there any other kinds of pharmacists out there?
So there's a lot. There's compounding pharmacists, which they work at specialty pharmacies that you can compound any medication, which would mean if like a baby needed a certain dose that's not manufactured, then that pharmacy, it's kind of like baking. You have a recipe and you create a recipe for a medication for a patient, or even dogs. You can compound like dog treats for dogs, or lozenges, eardrops, eye drops, lotions, creams. So there's compounding pharmacists, and there's just research pharmacists where you'd work in a lab, and that part's a little bit over my head. I'm not as into the research as other people, but you would work on like biostatistics, and basically I just say that they're trying to cure cancer, and kind of, I have a lot of friends who work with pancreatic cancer cells in college. And so they're kind of coming up with research for that. There's industrial pharmacists that can work with the manufacturing processes.
Good and gravy.
Then, yeah, there's tons of different. You can work with insurance companies. There's lots of different pharmacists.
Oh, kid, it sounds like you're going to find your niche, though, very, very soon.
Yep, I'm really excited.
Well, we're excited for you. I learned a lot today. What the heck?
Yeah, I know.
This was really, really interesting. And yeah. I really like how you gave people some advice that are maybe kids that are just looking for a career choice that you might not know it quite yet, but once you do, just explore it further and find it out.
Right, and I would always say that kind of make friends with your teachers, because they always have great advice too, and they've been in those shoes before, and the college search process can be a lot, and even figuring out what you want to do can be a lot. And so I would just say to keep an open mind and research a lot and ask a lot of questions.
Well, I'm so, so happy you called in today. Kit, good luck to you. We're going to be thinking about you. And you, anytime you are back in Hastings, you give us a buzz. We would love to get caught up with you again. We wish you continued success. It's a great opportunity for you. We couldn't be happier for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Our guest today, Kit Rudy, and this show is called Where Are They Now? Well, guess what? She is headed to Montana for her residency year in pharmacy school, but she actually is a pharmacist now, and we can't wait to watch her career take off. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.